Well, hello, all our fans of Radio Entrepreneurs 2021, and we are continuing to talk to entrepreneurs. This is an important topic. The economy is going to continue to change, and we need to know what's going on. You know, one of the industries I think that's going through one of the more major changes is the whole architectural industry. And I'm glad that today we're joined by Dennis Swart, president of DJSA Architecture. Welcome.
Hi, Jeffrey. How you doing? Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Good. I like the sign in the back. I told you that before.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us about DJ Swart, DJSA Architecture. Wow.
It's okay. It's a lot to spit out there. So we're an architectural firm located south of Boston in Raynham, Mass. We focus primarily on commercial architecture, and that is a spread out among a few different market sectors, hospitality, office, corporate, and in that sector, it's more tenant fit outs and renovation work. So we also focus on industrial work and multifamily. So we have a pretty wide variety of work that we work on here, and that has served us really well, especially over the last 11 months. Our hospitality was probably about 30% of our business prior to COVID. We had two large hospitality projects that got shut off in March, early April. So that 30% of the work went dry, and that sort of reflected in, you know, this past 2020 earnings. But luckily we sort of were diversified in the project types and our client types, and our networking was, you know, starting to take hold. So we have really jumped on with a lot of our clients. We have two large industrial projects going on right now. We've got a multifamily project going on right now. So we've got some good stuff on the books, which is nice. And I think that has really helped us out over this last year. You know, one of the things I've thought about over the last year and a half was, geez, you know, a lot of my competition, a lot of my friends from school have really found a niche in the design industry of what they do. And I felt like after 15 years in business, we did a lot of varied work, but we didn't really have a niche. You know, we had 25% in this sector, 30% in that. And I think looking back on it, it really served us well this past year. It kept us, you know, kept us busy and didn't cause a lot of the stress if we had, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, really just branched off and said, okay, we're going to go target this niche and that's what we do and that's what we are. So I think that's one thing I've learned over the last year is to really stay diversified. And so diversification was big for us in relationships, Jeffrey. You know, I've worked a lot over the last 5 years of building a network, whether it's commercial GCs we want to work with, commercial brokers that we deal with, commercial property owners, developers. And, you know, as you know, relationship building in business and networking, it's a lot of work. And, you know, to plant those seeds and build that trust and communication. But it's really panned out over the last year to really keep us solid, thankfully.
So, you know, a lot of times with architects, it's a little bit of art and science, so if I were driving by one of your projects and I didn't know it was you, but I looked at it visually and I went, oh, that's one of Dennis's. I can tell by the look. Could I say that? Do you have a look that's sort of yours?
Well, it's funny. It's sort of a joke in the office. So I'm a big fan of black windows, whether they're double hungs or it's curtain wall. I love black. And a lot of our projects, we just recently finished a project down the Cape, beautiful project right on Nantucket Sound in Dennisport, Pelham House Resort. It's a function facility. Rooftop bar and restaurant. And on that project, we have a lot of canopies with cables, lit soffits, brackets. It's a lot of the stuff that I do, these extended canopies, extended soffit overhangs with nice exterior lighting. So the building shines well during the day and at night. So those are probably my catch-alls. You know, I get laughed at in the office because I'm doing a quick sketch. I always seem to add a canopy to it. Or bracket to it, you know, and my color schemes sometimes end up being the same. So those are things you could probably look for and see a building and go, geez, if you see that stuff on a building locally in Eastern Mass, you know, you might say, geez, you know, 50% chance that Dennis might have had his hand in that.
Right. Well, that's nice. And you made it sound like, and I felt like I was looking at it as you described it.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
So what year did you start the firm?
I started the firm in 2004. So I had worked for 12 years for a few other architects, and, you know, started up from the ground up, you know, right out of school and running prints to, you know, as a project architect before I went out on my own. I was licensed before I went out on my own. And then, you know, I was doing some side work in 2004, and I always wanted to have my own business. I think even when I was in architecture school, I wanted to run my own firm. So 2004, the opportunity sort of presented itself. Like all these opportunities do, you know, it's a big leap of faith. You know, I had a few moonlighting jobs, and I'm like, you know what? Got to start sometime. So I've never looked back. You know, we've grown slow and steady. It's really, for us, it's about, you know, building those relationships over the last 15 years.
As an architect, did you have a mentor or someone who inspired you in the profession?
It's funny. It's a good question, Jeffrey. In architecture, I would say I can't think of one. My mentor that got me into architecture was really my dad. My dad was a residential builder. So, and I would work during high school, you know, lugging shingles, lugging 2x4s, nailing off strapping, you know, and I loved being around construction sites, but I knew that that physical labor was not for me for the next 30 years. But I loved, I mean, there's a set of plans on site. I loved pouring through the set of plans, even though I couldn't really read it at that point. So that's what sort of introduced me to about, hey, people actually design these things for us to build them. Someone creates a plan that has dimensions on it, and someone actually builds by it. So that sort of steered me towards architecture, because it allowed me to stay in construction, be around construction sites and contractors who I admire, who we've learned, you know, I personally learned a ton from good residential and commercial GCs over the last 25 years. You know, if you listen, you can learn a lot. So that's, I would say my dad is really what was my inspiration to get into architecture.
Well, it sounds like you learned it on the streets, which is a nice way to learn stuff. You know,
smart. It helps. Yeah, it does help. Yeah, for sure. So,
as you know, my wife, one of her degrees is as a chef in culinary arts. Okay. And I love to cook. And sometimes I will cook things and she'll say, "Where did you get that?" And I'll go, "I didn't."
It just sort of threw it together.
Yeah. I said it just sort of came to me and I had an inspiration and I sort of figured it out. And I think there is some value. I like, you know, I do like the street smarts. I like the formality, you know, they sort of come together to create a great science. But if someone's looking for your firm, and we'd love if you sent us some pictures as well.
Oh, definitely.
How would someone find you in the firm?
Well, they could reach us at djsa.com is our website. They could email me at dennis@djsa.com, or they could just give us a call at the office at 508-697-8200.
Right. Well, we love speaking to architects, and maybe you can give us a little window to the future. We'd love to see some of your stuff. I wish you all the best for 2021. I hope I see you again.
Same to you, Jeffrey. I appreciate it.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Take care. Yep.
Hi, everybody. This is Radio Entrepreneurs.